This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
By constantly telling yourself, everything always works out for me, your brain begins to accept it as a fact. Not worry about it not working out because it is a goal that you're setting, so why would it not work out? Hello, my name is Mafe, and welcome back to another episode. If you're watching on YouTube, hey besties, welcome back to my YouTube channel. Don't forget that you can listen to this episode as an audio on my podcast, I Miss Me Podcast, on all streaming platforms. Or if you're listening on the podcast, hey besties, welcome back to another episode. Happy Friday, and don't forget that you can watch this video episode either on Spotify or on my YouTube channel, Mafe Ansures. Today's topic is a very popular one that I know you guys are going to love, because today we're going to talk about lucky girl syndrome. I'm sure that if you are on TikTok and on the wellness side of social media, you have definitely listened to this term, lucky girl syndrome, which is basically this idea of being the luckiest girl in the world and attracting everything that you've ever wanted. If you've ever felt like someone has all the luck in the world and like literally no matter what they do, things just seem to work out for them. Maybe they land their dream job that they've always wanted, or find money in random places, or receive things out of nowhere and always seem to be in the right place and the right time. Well, what if I told you that that person could be you too? It might sound too good to be true. And if you consider yourself a very unlucky person, and you feel like you've been unlucky your whole entire life, it will be hard to believe at first. But today we're going to talk about lucky girl syndrome and how you can also become the luckiest girl in the world. Let's start by understanding the term and what is lucky girl syndrome. At its core, lucky girl syndrome basically means, and it is a belief that everything always works out in your favor no matter what. It is basically a mix of manifestation, mindset shifts, and a self-fulfilling prophecy, meaning that the more that you believe that you're lucky and the more that you believe that you can attract everything that you want, the more that it will continue to happen to you. This concept blew up on TikTok, with creators basically sharing how simply changing their mindset led to insane opportunities, success, and even more money flowing into their lives. But the truth is that lucky girl syndrome, not just an internet trend, there is actual psychology behind it, and that is what we will talk about today. Personally, and in my life, I started applying this concept way before it was named an actual concept, or way before it was labeled lucky girl syndrome. For me, the law of attraction came into my life at a very young age. When I was 13, I started reading about it. I read this book called The Secret, and my life completely changed. And in that moment, I started attracting everything that I've always wanted. And till this day, I know how to manifest really, really fast by using the tools that I will share today. I've always wanted social media to be my full-time job, and now it is. I always wanted to have a podcast and share my voice with the entire world, and now I have one. I've always wanted to have a clothing brand, and I have it. I've always wanted to travel the world while doing what I love, and it is basically what I do for a living. Everything that I've always wanted, I have. And again, it is not just this trendy concept, but there is actual psychology behind it. And today we are going to explore and understand the tools behind being the luckiest girl in the world and attracting everything that you've ever wanted. I am going to leave the video chapters here and let's get started. Let's dive deeper into what is lucky girl syndrome, because if we don't understand it, we can't apply it. I like to see it as the perfect mix between the law of assumption and positive affirmations. Now, what is a law of assumption? The law of assumption is this concept by Neville Goddard, which states that what you assume to be true will become your reality. If you genuinely believe that you're lucky, and if you you genuinely start believing that everything happens for you, your mind will start filtering experiences and things in a way that aligns with that belief. Now, when you add positive affirmations to it, by constantly telling yourself, everything always works out for me, your brain begins to accept it as a fact, leading you to take actions, put yourself in positions, and make decisions to reinforce that belief. Now, the true key to this is confidence and certainty, because it is not just about saying affirmations, but it is about truly feeling and believing them. Now, there are science-backed benefits from changing your mindset into a positive one and constantly repeating positive affirmations. Number one, the RAS. This is the reticular activating system, and this is a part of your brain that filters information, showing you what aligns with your dominant thoughts. If you believe that you're lucky, your brain will focus on positive opportunities rather than setbacks. Number two, the placebo effect. Studies show that what you believe in has a really powerful impact on real-world outcomes, whether it's in medicine, performance, or success. And number three, the self-fulfilling prophecy. When you expect good things to happen, you behave in ways that make them more likely to happen, whether it's exuding confidence, taking more chances, or even attracting more positive energy from others. When you are expecting good things to happen, you will act happy because you already know that good things are going to happen to you, so why would you be sad? So basically, to end up understanding this concept, it is not just this trendy word or phrase that went viral on TikTok. It is an actual mindset shift that happens in your brain that allows you to see life in a different way and therefore start attracting different things. I used to be the type of person who thought that luck was random and that there are very lucky people and very unlucky people in life. I would see other people getting insane opportunities and I would think to myself, that could never happen to me, or that would never happen to me. And I would wonder, why them and not me? And I would spiral into this negative cycle of, it's them and not me because I am not good enough, because I am not doing enough, because I don't deserve it. And it led me to ultimately hate myself. But when I started applying the lucky girl syndrome, and when I understood that the first thing that has to happen is a switch in my mind in order to have a switch in my life completely changed and everything shifted. After adopting this mindset, I started getting job offers, collaboration opportunities. I started working with my favorite brands. My podcast started blowing up. My clothing brand started getting thousands of sales. And I stopped stressing over things that had me stress, like finances or numbers or analytics. And I started affirming, money always finds its way to me. Everything that I put out does good. People want to watch everything that I create. And besties, my life completely changed. In 2021, I opened a clothing brand. And for the first 4 months, I didn't get any sales. I was super depressed. I was super sad. I cried to my dad and I was like, I don't understand why I thought this was going to be such a good idea, such a great project, and I am not getting any sales. I went back to The Secret and I went back to the book that had initially changed my life when I was 13. And I reminded myself that the first thing that I had to do if I really wanted this clothing brand to be successful was to change my mindset. That is what I did. And for a month straight, I meditated in the morning. I started journaling affirmations, and no matter how many sales I got that day, I would keep reminding myself, this is going to do good. This is going to do good. This is going to do good. I don't even have to worry. Eventually, this will do good. That one day, January 31st, I will never forget this date. In 2021, I posted a video on TikTok. That video ended up getting 3 million views and my clothing brand blew up. I got 700 orders, and that night, that day, my life changed forever because I proved to myself that I could actually do it. And ever since then, social media became my full-time job. My clothing brand became my full-time job. Then I decided to open this podcast. I applied the same positive mindset and my podcast has been in the number one charts in Australia, in UK, in Canada, in the United States, all because of positive affirmations and genuinely believing in myself. There are three mindset shifts that completely changed my life. Number one, I stopped saying that I was unlucky. Instead of complaining of bad luck, or instead of complaining when things didn't happen the way that I wanted them to happen, I started affirming, everything always works out for me. Everything always works out in my favor, and if it doesn't work out, it wasn't gonna be, and it was not what was best for me, because everything that's best for me always works out for me. This wasn't just blind positivity. I actually started noticing how many things were going right. Number two, I acted like the luckiest person alive. You attract who you are and you attract how you feel, not what you want. If you start acting like you're the luckiest girl alive, you will put yourself in a vibration that starts attracting all of the things that you want. I didn't just say the affirmations. I truly embodied them. I walked into situations and I started walking into rooms expecting good things to happen to me. I started waking up knowing that it was going to be a good day, even if I didn't know what the day was going to bring. And somehow, it was always a good day. And number three, extremely important, I let go of the how. Instead of obsessing of how things would work out, I trusted that they just would. And weirdly enough, they always did. Now, this is not to be confused with just sitting in bed and expecting things to happen to you, because you have to work towards the things that you want. And this is the most important lesson that I've learned. And this is, I think, the big mistake that people do when it comes to manifestation and attraction and the lucky girl syndrome, is thinking that the only thing that you need is mindset in order to attract everything that you want. Because the true lesson success and true growth happens in the journey and happens in the work. The universe doesn't just want to hand you things, it wants you to work for them. But when you start working for them, knowing that they will happen eventually because you are working towards them, that's when the universe hands you things. The whole process is, you have to set a goal. Not worry about it not working out, because it is a goal that you're setting, so why would it not work out? Assume that it will work out and starting to work towards it, not worrying about whether you're going to fail or not, because you already assume that you won't. Things will always work out for me because there is no reason as to why they wouldn't. You have to overcome skepticism and you have to let go of self-doubt. At first, I would believe that things were too good to be true and that good things were a once-in-a-lifetime experience and opportunity. But then I realized that our beliefs shape our actions and our actions shape our results. If you constantly doubt and if you constantly tell yourself, this can't be real, remind yourself that science actually backs it up and that your brain filters reality based on what it believes in. If you constantly tell yourself, what if it doesn't work? The worst thing that could happen is nothing. You already don't have it. So the worst thing that could happen is that you go back to how you are right now. But the best thing that could happen is that your life could change. And that is worth trying. And if you're constantly telling yourself that you're lying to yourself and that you're fooling yourself, remind yourself that you're just simply choosing to focus on the limitations and not on the possibilities and opportunities. Now, this is how you too are going to manifest luck in your own life. Number one, daily affirmations and scripting. The first step to become lucky is to actually believe that you are. And the easiest way to do that is through affirmations and it is through scripting. Repeat every morning and night. Everything always works out in my favor. I am the luckiest person.
Want to know where you can find everything that you need for spring and feel good about getting it? At Ross. You'll find huge deals on the latest spring trends, because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit and more. You don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. We're talking about saving on your favorite brands for the whole family. Host a family outside with great deals on melamine dishes, pitchers, and more. And Ross is a great place to shop, supporting communities by raising $4.1 million with Customers for Boys and Girls Clubs of America's after school program. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome, with AutoPay plus taxes and fees, guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
In the world, and good things come to me effortlessly. Again, science backs this up. If you get your brain to genuinely start believing that you are the luckiest person in the world, you will start attracting things that you can't even imagine right now. Now, if you're scripting, you have to write things as if you already have the things that you want. Instead of, I hope that I get my dream job, write, I am so grateful that I got my dream job. I love what I do and opportunities just keep flowing my way. I am so grateful. This tricks your brain into assuming that it already happened, aligning your energy with the outcome and leaving your brain no other option than to put yourself in a position that attracts what you're assuming you already have. Visualization and gratitude practices. Your mind is extremely powerful. If you can visualize it and if you can see it, you can attract it. Here's a visualization exercise for you to try whenever you're free. Please, if you're driving, don't do this. Wait until you're home, wait until you're in bed, and wait until you are alone. But close your eyes for 5 minutes daily and imagine you receiving the news that you've been waiting for, you living your dream life, and you feeling the excitement and the joy as if it was real. Feel it, believe it, and embody it. And as a consequence, I promise you that you will attract it. Gratitude practice. Instead of focusing on what you don't have, appreciate what you do, because there are so many things that you take for granted simply because you're looking forward towards the next thing. Write 5 things that you're grateful for every single day. And this will shift your energy into attracting more abundance, because the universe sees that whatever it hands you, you appreciate it, and so it will continue handing you more. Now, again, I really want to highlight the importance of taking action, because manifestation isn't just about thinking, it is about doing. Lucky people don't just wait for things to happen to them, they put themselves in situations and opportunities to find them. Now, how are you going to take aligned action? Say yes more. Stop overthinking and start accepting opportunities. You never know what thing can lead you to where you really want to be. Follow your intuition. That little nudge is guiding you towards that right path, and show up for yourself. If you believe that you're lucky, act like it. If you believe that that you can attract everything that you want, act like it. Apply for the job, make the call, take the leap. There is no reason as to why you would fail if you don't believe that you can fail. And if you start doing all of these tools that I just gave you daily, I promise you that you will be shocked at how quickly life starts changing for you. Now, there are a lot of myths around the lucky girl syndrome and the whole trend and the whole concept of it. And it is ultimately the reason as to why people end up being skeptical about it and never apply it. So let's debunk these myths. Myth number one, this is just toxic positivity. A lot of people hear lucky girl syndrome and immediately just think you're just ignoring reality and you're just pretending everything is perfect. But that is not what this is about. Toxic positivity means ignoring problems and living inside this bubble. Lucky girl syndrome is rewiring your mindset to know that even though there's problems, you choose to focus on solutions and you choose to see opportunities instead of roadblocks. It is not about denying challenges because we all know that life has challenges, but it is about believing that things will work out for you even if there's challenges and even when obstacles arise. Now, myth number two, luck is just random and you can't control it. A lot of us were taught that luck is just about chance, that it doesn't happen to everyone, and that it only happens once. But the truth is that lucky people create their own luck by putting themselves in the right places with the right mindset and taking action. And this is why I've been using the quote unquote every time I say lucky, because it is not really luck and it's not really lucky. And it is how the term got popular, but it is ultimately believing that if you put yourself in the right places and positions, things will happen for you because there is no reason as to why they wouldn't. Luck isn't just chance. It is preparation meeting opportunity. Studies show that the people that believe they are lucky and believe they can attract anything they want tend to notice more opportunity and take more risks. If you're already expecting something good to happen, you're more likely to say yes, while someone with bad luck won't even take the chance because they already know that they are going to fail. So besties, to close off today's episode, lucky girl syndrome isn't just about magic. It is about mindset. When you believe that everything works out for you, your brain starts finding ways to make this true. Your thoughts shape your reality. Affirmations, visualization, and scripting rewire your mindset. Luck isn't just random, and it is about creating conditions for your success. And taking action is just as important as believing. I want to give you a little challenge to try this week, and I want you to DM me when this works out for you, either to my podcast account or my personal account, or leave it down in the comments below. But I want to challenge you to try this for just 1 week and see how your life changes. Every morning, repeat this affirmation. Everything always works out for me. I want you to close your eyes before you look at your phone to sit with yourself. It is literally 5 seconds. You can put your phone down and you can change your habit for just 1 week. And before grabbing your phone, you're just gonna sit down, close your eyes, and genuinely feel it, genuinely embody it. Everything always works out for me. Visualize yourself as the luckiest person. Feel the success, the excitement, and feel how you would genuinely feel if you were to receive that thing that you've been waiting for. Write down 3 things that you're grateful for daily. This can either be when you wake up or right before you go to sleep. And take a small action every day that aligns with your goals. Every tiny step counts. Again, if you decide to try this, don't forget to DM me to my personal Instagram or to my podcast Instagram, or leave it down in the comments. I always respond and I love reading you guys. But I promise you, your life will change if you start applying all of these things and all of these tools that I just shared with you today. And that's it for today's episode, besties. I hope that it was helpful, and I genuinely hope that you start changing your mindset and see how quickly your life can change if you just start seeing things differently and from a different perspective. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget that I have a podcast, I Miss Me Podcast, on all streaming platforms. Don't forget to follow the podcast on social media at I Miss Me Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. We also have a membership for only $4.99, literally $5 a month. You will receive a hoodie, you will have access to challenges, to PDF guides, to journal prompts, everything that you need to heal, and every single challenge that you need in order to change your life is in that membership for only $4.99 a month. And you will receive a hoodie as soon as you sign up, which is basically the cheapest hoodie and the comfiest hoodie that you will ever receive in your life. And you can sign up and become part of our exclusive I Missed Me community by going to patreon.com/I Missed Me. Don't forget to follow me on my personal social media at mafiansures on Instagram, TikTok. Don't forget that I have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And with all of that being said, thank you so much for watching, and I will see you guys next Friday. With love, Mafe.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.